Welcome back to the AgriTech Talk Farm Recording Podcast. This is the final podcast in a series of four. In a moment, we shall be joined by Joseph, an extension officer, and Betty, who is a smallholder farmer in Katikekile sub-county. She will be updating us on how she is progressing with her farm recording and sharing her thoughts and experiences. In the previous podcast, Joseph and Betty have discussed the importance of farm recording, which inputs and outputs should be included, and how best to organize farm record books. In this podcast, Joseph will help Betty learn how to compare inputs and outputs to calculate a gross margin. The two of them are standing by, so let's join them for
this final installment.
Betty, it's good to see you again. How is the recording going?
Thank you, Joseph. I am feeling much more confident about my farm recording now. My family are interested to see the different inputs and outputs, and we are now working out monthly totals for each of the enterprises. I have a book for each of my enterprises, so it is really easy to see what my inputs and outputs are for those different enterprises. I think that all of the enterprises are making some money, but I am not sure.
I want to show you how to figure out your gross margins. That will help you. Gross margins can show the profitability of an enterprise. A gross margin is calculated by taking away the variable cost of producing an enterprise, that is, the inputs, from the value of what is produced.
That is the output, right?
Exactly. The gross margin equals total outputs minus total variable cost. If the value of what is produced is greater than the input cost, you will have made a profit. But if your input costs are higher than the value of what is produced, you'll have made a loss. Gross margins are normally calculated each year. This enables you to compare your enterprise from year to year.
Does that mean I'll have a lot of paperwork and calculating to do at the end of the year?
Good question, Betty. If you've been doing your recording regularly, it should be quite easy. You'll have all the information you need in your notebooks. To find your total outputs for the year, you'll need to add up all of the totals for each month. Likewise, for your inputs, you'll need to add up the monthly cost to find the total for the whole year. Now, we take away the total inputs from the total output value for the year. This will give you a figure for your annual gross margin.
What happens if I do not have a complete year of data?
You can still calculate your gross margins even if you don't have a full year, as you will be able to see how each enterprise is performing over these months. But it is better to have a full year, especially for crops, as these are seasonal. You will be able to do this in the future as your records develop.
And for my chickens?
With animal or livestock enterprises, you may wish to calculate the gross margins every 3 months or every 6 months, as these are not seasonal enterprises. And remember that, though there are a lot of calculations, you should try and get help from friends and family or an extension officer like me. Shall I help you calculate your gross margins with the data you have collected so far, Betty?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, starting at the top, we are going to add up the value of all inputs and outputs for each month, for each enterprise. Let's list them on a separate piece of paper, so that we do not accidentally count them twice, or we could mark them as we add them up, so we know we have counted them. So, starting with your chicken inputs, that is 30,000 shillings, 15,000 shillings, 20,000 shillings. Okay, so we have finished adding up your inputs and outputs now. You have a total of 130,000 shillings of inputs and 215,000 shillings of outputs for your chicken enterprise. The total output is bigger than the input value, so you've made a profit as you thought. This is good, as some enterprises do not make profit at all. The gross margin is 215,000 minus 130,000, which equals to 85,000 shillings.
That is such good news and such valuable information.
Even if it's not good news, if you had made a loss, that is also valuable information to know. If you calculate your gross margins and find that your enterprise has not made a profit, you can look back at your records and see what may have caused the business to make a loss. For example, a farmer may have made a profit on one enterprise but made a big loss on another. We will be able to see from each record what has caused this loss. It may be that in some months, he had a lot of inputs which were unexpected, for example, needing to buy more seed from having to replant. This may lead to an overall loss for the year. It may also be that the outputs were very low due to poor rainy season. Some of these variations are unavoidable, but there may be certain costs that the farmer could reduce by thinking carefully about his or her management and practices. This is when it is particularly helpful to share ideas and records with other farmers, so that you can learn and share knowledge between farmer groups.
This is interesting, Joseph. I have already been sharing these new skills with my neighbors and family and found that by sharing our records, we can learn from each other.
Good. And here is something else. Keeping records of your farm year by year will also enable you to compare the inputs and outputs between the different years. This can be beneficial if you introduce a new farming practice, as it will help you to see the impact of the practice on your enterprise, providing, of course, there have been no extreme events like flooding or drought or very large price changes.
Can you give me an example?
For example, 1 year your labor cost may increase due to introducing a practice of planting your seeds in rows because you have had to pay some people to help you plant them. But the amount you paid for the seed might be less because planting in row is less wasteful than broadcasting seed. If in that same year your output increased due to greater harvest, then it is likely that the row planting has made a positive impact on your business, providing other conditions like weather, levels of fertilizer use, and so on were similar. There are many factors involved in farming, as you know, Betty, such as the weather. So when interpreting your farming records, think carefully about all of the things which may have had an impact on your enterprise. If you do have an extreme event, you can note that down as well. Or if you change farming practice or buy a different variety of seed. Any information like this will be helpful when you are looking at planning in the future. But let me ask you, Betty, how do you think your farm records will help you in the future?
I will be able to see the amount of time I spend on each enterprise if I record the time for my labor, although I will not put a cost for it. This will help me to see which one is performing better in terms of my time inputs. I will also know how well the chickens or the goats are performing, not just in terms of what is sold, but also the value of the eggs and the milk we consume at home. I would like to start making cheese in the future, so I will be able to see if that is profitable.
Betty, I can see you are planning for the future, which is important and shows you are confident with your farm recording. You said you also make skirts. You can use the skills you have learned from the farm recording to record your skirt enterprise.
Really? How?
You will need to think carefully about your inputs and outputs. But you can use the same layout for recording book as you use for your farm recording to make it easier. Farmers often have other enterprises separate from their farm, and their recording skills can be used for these other enterprises too.
I will definitely try that, Joseph. Thank you so much for these lessons.
It was my pleasure, Betty. And remember, if you have any question, any extension officer can always help you out.
You have been listening to the last of our four-part series of farm recording from AgriTech Talk. We hope that they have been helpful. Good luck with your farm recording. The role of Joseph was played by Okano Kodi Emma. The role of Betty was played by Munira Suwed. And my name, the narrator, is Ediegu Calvin. This podcast material was developed by AgriTech Talk International and AgriTech Talk Africa, with technical support from Farm Radio International, translated and recorded by Artecare FM. All the four podcasts on farm recording, as well as their scripts and supporting material for their delivery, are available to download free via the AgriTech Talk website at www.agritechtalk.org. You can also access them via USAID's Food Security and Nutrition Network. Just search for FSN Network and navigate to its resource library. Or you can search online for Farm Radio International's Baraza Wire service. Its resource section will link you to our podcasts and supporting materials. This podcast was supported by a grant from the Implementer-Led Design Evidence Analysis and Learning Activity. The Implementer-Led Design Evidence Analysis and Learning Activity Grants Program is made possible by the generous support and contribution of the American people through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The contents of the materials produced through the Ideal Small Grants Program do not necessarily reflect the views of Ideal, USAID, or the United States government.